This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. The Election Commission of India has asked Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about his original elector's photo identity card, EPIC, for investigation amid controversy over alleged possession of two voter ID cards. The electoral registration officer of the Digha Assembly constituency stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav in a press conference yesterday was not issued by the Election Commission. Contrary to the RJD leader's claim that his name was removed from the draft voters list, Patna District Election Officer cum District Magistrate Dr. Thyagarajan confirmed that Mr. Yadav's name is still enrolled in the Digha constituency. Meanwhile, leaders of the BJP and other NDA allies have accused Mr. Yadav of possessing a fake voter ID. BJP National Spokesperson Ajay Alok has urged the Election Commission to take strict action. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in the railways. The minister was speaking after flagging off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya-Kant weekly train from Bhavnagar railway station in Gujarat today. On the occasion, the minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. Mr. Vaishnav said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है नई पटरियां बन रही है नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है ट्रेन को साफ रखना स्टेशन को साफ रखना नए स्टेशन बनाना कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर
In Andhra Pradesh, six migrant workers died and three others were injured today in a mishap in a granite quarry in Ballikurava of Bapatla district. A massive granite rock fell on the workers while they were engaged in mining works. The injured have been admitted to hospital in Narasaraopet. At least 16 workers were in the quarry at the time of the incident. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu expressed shock at the incident and ordered immediate rescue and medical care for those seriously injured. All the victims belong to Odisha and the police suspect some water seepage might have caused the rock to give way. In Jammu and Kashmir, the joint operation launched by the Army, J&K Police and the CRPF in the Akhal Devsar area of South Kashmir's Kulgam district continued since Friday. The security forces have tightened the noose around the probable spots where an unknown number of terrorists are believed to be hiding. They said high-tech surveillance equipment and elite paraforces have been deployed to support the operation. Senior police and army officers are closely monitoring the situation on the ground. Police officials said the intermittent firing is continuing from both sides and the cordon has now been further tightened and extended to adjacent villages. Pertinently, three unidentified terrorists have been killed so far, while one soldier also sustained injuries. Iran has fully reopened its airspace following a ceasefire with Israel. The country's Civil Aviation Organization confirmed that both domestic and international flights have returned to normal. Mehrabad International Airport in Tehran has resumed 24-hour operations and airlines are once again offering full flight services. Iran had closed its airspace on the 13th of June after Israeli airstrikes on Tehran. And moving on to sports and cricket, chasing a steep target of 374 runs set by India, hosts England with 222 for 3 when reports last came in on the penultimate day of the fifth and final test between India and England at the Oval in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.